Good evening and welcome. This is your host, Xochitl Bernadette Moreno, and you are tuned in to Radio Olin of La Onda Bajita. On the line with us, we have Natalie Cruz. She's coming to us from Alabama. She's on the bus named Priscilla, or the Undocu Bus, the No Papers, No Fears caravan. So, Natalie, I want to welcome you to the program. Can you tell me how's the road? What's it like?
Thank you so much. We're actually on Alabama right now. It's raining. We're heading to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Basically, what we've been trying to do, every state that we go to, we have contact with the community members there, and we listen to their stories and kind of the basic stuff that all the laws that have been passing through all the states, how it affects everybody, that we have a lot of stuff in makes us attached to each other for every state that we go to. It's kind of the similar thing that's happening in Arizona.
Maybe you could speak a little bit about where you're from and about, you know, your decisions to get on the bus. What's your story? What made you take that step?
I've been living in Arizona for 16 years. I've been fighting through basically the last couple of years. It's been really hard. I can identify, like, back into maybe in 2007 when the first raid ever happened, that I was actually there. I had to stay home for about 3 days with that fear because I didn't want to be deported. I don't want any of my family members to be at risk, the raids that Arpaio did. That could be one of them where I was like, I felt really frustrated. I'm like, this is enough. Back in when SB 1070 first started, I think that's when it really hit me. And it's like, I really need to do something. This cannot happen anymore. And not only that, it's because I have a 7-year-old son who I want him to have a normal childhood life. I don't want him to be worried about me not returning home every day. I want him to have a great childhood. It's a reality for every child in the Hispanic community. It's a reality that, and it's a sad thing that we, one of our main comments and every time that we talk or we sit at the table, it's what we're going to do, what if we get deported, that we need to be careful when we're driving, we need to do this. And it's sad that all of our kids have to go through that.
Have you felt like there are other people that are living through those same experiences of having to stay home when these laws are passed and feeling like they can't go outside for fear of being deported or feeling like their family members might not come home? Do you feel like that's a shared experience?
Yes. All of the communities that we go through, I mean, it's the same experience, the same stories, which is kind of sad to see how many of our children, especially, are the ones that are suffering the most. But it gives us that strength, all the riders on the bus, to continue to fight for what we believe in.
So y'all started out in Arizona. Can you talk about maybe some of the cities that you've gone to and where you're going in the future?
We started in Arizona July 29th, and we then went to Denver, and we were there for 2-3 days, and then we continued to New Mexico, then traveled to Austin, which we were there for 3 days, and we did, like, a lot of the community work, share stories, what their issues are down there, and as well, from there, we moved on to New Orleans, where we went to meet the sheriff. It was an action with this just woman, and trying to get to his head to understand that collaborating with ICE affects everybody. So we want him to see maybe he can open his eyes and hear from our personal stories what we've been through. Maybe that would change his mind. And we also went in the ordinance. We went to one of the compañeros on court. He's in the process of being deported. We've been doing a lot of that stuff, community work, with working with other communities, hearing the stories, same thing in Tennessee. It's been similar to what we've been doing, trying to get our communities to organize.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what some of the goals are of No Papers, No Fears.
Our goals are basically just to organize people, to show that if we're organized, we have more power. We want to educate them most of all, but most of all, we want President Obama to stop the deportation, just like we know he has the power to do so. So we want him to continue to do something about it, that if we don't organize ourselves, they're going to continue bringing more laws that we don't want anymore.
under Obama, we've seen more deportations than any other president. When you guys arrive in at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, you know, what's that going to look like? How do you all hope to participate in the events there? Do you anticipate to be included in those decisions that are taking place and included in the event?
We do anticipate it. What we want is for them to know that they can be making decisions without hearing us first. To think about how we feel, how it affects our communities, the decisions that they're making. We want them to hear our stories, to hear why are we doing this, that we had enough.
These kinds of actions are really incredibly impactful and incredibly historic, because what we're up against as a community is just so intense, like insecure communities. Can you talk a little bit more about how some of these laws have maybe personally affected you and people that you know and people that you love?
All these laws have affected, I mean, not just myself, but everybody that I've been through, getting pulled over, pulled, taken to the Fourth Avenue Jail in Arizona, which that means we do have the program, Secure Communities, and we have the 287G, which automatically sends you to the ICE borders. And just personally, I don't know, 2 days ago, while on the trip, and I was in Memphis, Tennessee, I received a phone call. One of my family members is now in deportation procedures. He is down in Florence. He was detained by accident. ICE police went to the wrong house, and the kids happened to open the door and let us know they took him because he doesn't have documentation.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And you know, all of us here at Londo Bajita, at Radio Olin, we send our solidarity and our support to him and to everybody else like him. Can you talk a little bit about the mariposas and the painting that is on the bus and how people came to choose the symbol of the monarch butterfly to decorate Priscilla, the undocubus on the No Papers, No Fears ride? Natalie Cruz.
The mariposas are actually a symbol. As we know, the butterflies travel throughout the world without documentation. So that's kind of a symbol to us, saying that no human is illegal. We're all, we don't need documentation to be free in our own land. So that's kind of the idea that mariposas came from.
Where are y'all heading to next?
We're heading to Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Kind of activities are going to go on there?
I think the biggest topic is how to defend, or we teach them about their rights. About their rights, even if they're undocumented, they all have rights. We have a program that we did in Arizona, which is a very like a 6-week course program that we're trying to teach them within a day, preparing the community for the work.
Okay, tell it. Can you lay that out for us? Like, what is that?
It starts out with the history of how do we come all this way? Why do we have all this anti-immigrant law? The second one is the civil rights. The third course will be know your rights. The fourth is a preparation for your kids. Notarized documentation, say in case you were detained or something, somebody has that letter, that power to pick up your kids from school. Because we know most of the time kids are parents. That's the last thing that they think about, their children. So we want them to have something for them in case they were detained, the children wouldn't go to CPS.
Can you share with us, you know, maybe what the reflections of your child has been, or the what the, you know, reaction of other people's children has been to what you guys are doing?
Personally, my son, I try to keep him a little bit away from what all this. He does know that I'm on the bus and I'm trying to teach people the rights. I was arrested July 24th outside the federal courthouse in Phoenix, Arizona. I did civil disobedience. I never told him that I was going to do it, but he found out from a newspaper. And when I got home, he was like, I'm really proud of you, Mom. Thank you for what you're doing. And it just gives me that strength and the rest of the mothers that are here, they also have all the support from their children as well. Even though they're little, but they understand what we're doing.
Any last comments or things that you think, you know, Radio Lendia needs to know?
We just want everybody to continue supporting the way they've been supporting us. You can look us up online, which is sinpapelessinmiedo.org, or on nopapersnofears.org, and you can see what we're going through every day.
Okay, so that's sinpapelessinmiedo.org, or también nopapersnofears.org. We've been speaking with Natalie Cruz. She is on the road with the Andacubus, the Sin Papeles Sin Miedo campaign. Thank you so much, Natalie.
Thank you.